On Thursday evening, the Vatican community gathers in St. Peter's Basilica to pray for the repose of the souls of those Iraqi Christians killed in recent attacks in Baghdad and Mosul. On October 31st, 53 people died in the siege of Our Lady of Salvation Church, Baghdad. But since then, a series of attacks on the Christian community of Mosul have taken place. Two brothers, Syrian Catholics, were working as blacksmiths in their workshop in the northern city when gunmen stormed their workplace on Monday. Both were shot dead, police said, as part of an apparent campaign against Iraq's small Christian community. That very evening, police found an elderly Christian woman strangled in her home in the city centre, while 1 week earlier, again in Mosul, a Christian man and his six-year-old daughter were killed in a car bombing. Presided over by Archbishop Fernando Filoni, substitute for the general affairs of the Secretariat of State, prayers will also be said for the Iraqi Christian community, so they may find the strength and courage to remain in the land of their birth. We spoke to Auxiliary Bishop of Baghdad of the Chaldeans, Sleiman Warduni, who says Iraq's problems must be resolved in Iraq.
We thank everybody who is staying with us, who is praying for us, who's doing something for us. We thank everybody. We thank you also. But we want everything to be positive. It's much better than to be negative. And our situation, as I say it sometimes, other times, in general is good. But you have seen what happened in the church of Sayyidat al-Najat. And after that also, we have had attacks to families in their home, in their houses, when they put bombs, small bombs in the garden or something like that. And also the bombs that they put it in the cars. They kill somebody also. And especially they are they are distributing some papers sometimes in the house also. And they are telling the Christians to leave their home, their house, and to go outside. And especially in Mosul, also, they have killed 3 days ago 2 brothers, 4 or 5 days ago 3 Christians, 2 Christians, and 1 was harmed. So the situation in general is not so good. It is not calm. Especially the Christians are very afraid, and many of them, they are leaving. And this is a pity, a big pity. And we won't, we cannot tell them to don't go. We say, when they ask us, we say that. We religious heads, but they say, do you guarantee my life? Do you guarantee my family? Or who is going to give jobs for our young people, for our children to build their future? So these prayers you are doing, and we thank His Holiness the Pope Benedict XVI, who is remembering us in the prayer especially. We thank the Chei of Italy that they prayed last Sunday for us. And as you are saying, we thank Monsignor Filoni, Archbishop, that he is going to celebrate the Mass for our those who died, our martyrs, and we hope, sure, he will remember the peace. We need the peace. We cry for peace. We are saying for everybody, we want peace. We don't want anything, only peace. And everybody must cooperate for this issue to do the peace. If there is peace and security in Iraq, I think our people will remain. And this is the problem. To absolve the problems in Iraq, on the earth of Iraq, not outside. So what we need? We need peace. We need job for our children. We don't want the army. All the people and all over the world, they must stop fabricate arms. So disarmament is the issue of UN. They must do that here in Iraq and everywhere in all over the world can live in peace, security, and making their devotion for the Lord.